You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Mom, that would be Riley, had no idea what to expect, and they were shopping, as we all do, in Walmart. A nephew happened to see an elderly man that was having a really hard time shopping and finding things due to him not being able to lift his head up and see straight. And so he can see the ground and barely the sides of him. So she said, my nephew looks at me and says, Aunt Rye, can I please help him? And I said, well, of course. So my nephew went up to the man and asked him if he'd like some help, and his eyes lit up. Well, yes, that would be amazing, young man. Thank you so much. And he was running all over the place for this man, and he was so happy. And the man told us he hasn't had help in years. And he was so happy he ran into an amazing, smart young man. I was so proud of him. He went and helped him check out the bag, stuffed it as well, got it all set for him, and had them call the bus for the man, tried to tip him. And my nephew said, oh, thank you, but I don't need this. I enjoyed helping you keep your money. It's amazing how God works on so many different levels. And Riley, of course, said, I'm beyond proud of my nephew. You don't see or get many people, let alone children, who do these things for people. Oh, I don't know. You might be surprised.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I just wanted you to know I made it through the bear gauntlet this morning. No, I mean, I didn't see the bears that we had seen a few weeks ago that we named Grace and Mercy, which if they come back, I hope they both have. You named them that. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yes, do. And if those of you who know the behavior of bears, I mean, I think Connie was right there. Adolescents. I don't know. They're not cubs, and I don't think they were full grown. I think they were a couple of teenagers just kind of looking around. They're a little bit skittish, which they should be. And then they went back in the woods and haven't seen them since. So where'd they go? We don't know. But bears are wreaking havoc everywhere. Recently, the football team's practice was delayed. They were getting ready to run out on the field, and the coach noticed. And, of course, they got a video of it. You always got the video. It doesn't take you but a second. A bear was out there and ran down from the home stands and onto the field. Took about 10 minutes before he ran off. You always wait till the bear runs off, right? The bear comes in your swimming pool. If your neighbor came in your swimming pool, probably wouldn't be as gracious. A bear comes in your swimming pool. Not that I would ever know what that's like, but they like to do that. I've seen the videos. You just kind of wait till whenever they leave, right? We just kind of do that. But it's kind of funny, all the bear stores. I mean, it's funny because it's just they're there and they're looking at you the same way you look at them, you know, and you don't want to really, you don't want to get to know them all that well, you know, just hoping they'll go somewhere else. But I have to tell you this from personal experience, nothing will keep anybody at bay, a football team or, and I don't care who you are, you're not going to wander out onto a field that has a skunk playing around on it, are you?
Quickly, before it's too late.
No.
Press the superhero button.
Yeah. Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Mr. Rogers, didn't he have a point of routinely saying greet six neighbors and it would increase your well-being? Imagine getting on the train this morning and you're given an assignment. I don't know if they give you a free ticket to the city. They should, but here's something that actually happened one time.
They took a random sample of people in one group and they were assigned to do what they always do on the train. It could have been listening to music or reading the news on their phone. The other group randomly was assigned to talk to a stranger on the train, which none of them had ever done. And they asked them beforehand, how much do you think you're going to like this assignment we've just given you? And the people who were assigned to talk to strangers said, I'm not going to enjoy this. Afterwards, after they'd completed their assignments, the people who had talked to strangers were much happier than the people who had done their usual staying on their phones or reading the newspaper. So it's an example of how we're not so good at knowing what's going to make us happy. And particularly when it comes to connecting with each other, that There's something about these small conversations that we can have with strangers or even with someone we barely know that turn out to be very energizing more of the time than not. But we're always afraid. We're afraid someone's going to think we're strange if we strike up a conversation. The culture gives us these messages about what will make us happy that turn out not to be the truth.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
If I had the soundtrack for Fellowship of the Rings, I'd be playing it right now because I just distinctly remember this scene. And I tried to pull it out, and there's so much music in the background, you can't really hear what they're saying. But when you're watching the movie, for some reason, you don't have a problem. But Frodo is getting real with the wisdom of Gandalf. And he said, I wish it need not have happened in my time. All the stuff, the terrible stuff that was in the movie, of course. And Gandalf, of course, said, so do I. And so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. Wisdom.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Mom, grandmom, discipline is hard to follow through with, but you're trying. You're lovable. You're trying, and trying counts. You try hard to be a good role model for your kids. Not always patient, but you're trying. I'm glad you can admit your mistakes to your kids because it teaches them humility. Not every moment of the day needs to be productive. You're allowed some downtime and silence, even though it may have to be by yourself in the bathroom.
The sound of life.
You may not have ever realized had this perspective before, but in Paul's letter, and I'm not preaching, but in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, he was talking about in verse, in chapter 2 there, verse 4, he said, but God being rich in mercy, right there it says volumes, because it was God's idea. We have nothing to do with it. It's not about our deeds. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, Paul said in verse 5, we miraculously got put together with Jesus, made alive together with Jesus. We're not climbing up a spiritual pole. You get unplugged from Adam, and you get plugged in to God. Jesus is living through you. And that's awesome, isn't it?
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.